Take two. First of all, thank you, Brendan, for letting me know there's no sound. I really appreciate that, brother. So look, the reason for today's video is because I've been getting a lot of questions as to what's going on with Sim. You've been posting a lot of things lately. You've also been inviting people to How to Man, which is a new page I created a few days ago. So people want to know what's going on. So I want to give you guys a little bit of a story about myself and how and why I got here. So as most of you know me, or who do know me, I was bullied at school. I used to have a lack of confidence growing up. I was trying to find out who I am and discover who I am as a man. I really, really wanted to believe. Hey, Brendan, how you going, brother? Raheem. How you going, Raheem? So for those of you that knew me, I was trying to work out who I am as a man as I was growing up. I really wanted to believe in myself. I wanted to become a leader, but I couldn't because I always felt like a loser and an outcast growing up because I was always picked on at school. So I wanted to be able to be confident in who I am so I could be successful in both my career, in my business, in my family, in my health, and in my mindset. The challenge was that I suffered from a negative self-image. Because of years of being picked on at school and made fun of as I was growing up, it meant that I wasn't able to be confident in who I am, let alone have a successful business, family. My health always suffered. I was put on weight, lose weight. I was always yo-yo dieting, and my mindset was very, very weak. To make things worse, I felt terrible. I never felt that I fit in, or I could succeed in life. I even felt worse about the situation, about questioning my ability to be a leader. I felt like a failure and I felt like I was weak. So what made things worse for me in my early 20s and my late teens is every time I tried something new, I failed, which meant I kept on giving myself the reasons why I'm not successful. It meant that I was a failure as a husband, I was a failure as a father, I was always angry, I was depressed, I would stay up late at night worrying about my life and where it's going to be. I consistently blamed and punished myself through bad food, not exercising, just being lazy, always just putting on weight. I reached over 100 kilos at one stage, and overall I had a very, very negative outlook to life. Until, as if by chance, something happened in my mid-20s. I was in a network marketing opportunity and we had a meeting and one of the Tony Robbins trainers came and gave a presentation. Now, this guy believed so much in the product he was selling that he wouldn't let me walk out of the room without signing on a dotted line and putting $1,000 down. Now, I knew nothing about personal development at the time. All that I knew was I wasn't happy, and this guy had given a really good presentation. I felt good about it, but he gave me the hard sell. I didn't have the $1,000 to spend. I was in my mid-20s. I just finished uni. I had a baby boy. I just bought a house, and $1,000 at that time was a lot of money, but he wouldn't let me walk out. He did the hard sell on me because he believed that he could help me. He could see that I needed it and would not let me walk out. I signed the dotted line, I borrowed the money, and I went to a seminar. And it was then that I realized that I had to make a choice. I had to say enough is enough. And I did that by raising the standard for my life and raising the standard for what I was going to accept for me to be doing in my life. And I started working on myself and my mindset. And all I had to do was overcome the limiting beliefs I had in my head. It was crystal clear by then. After 4 days of Tony Robbins yelling at you, doing a firewalk for the first time in my life, I walked out of there and I said to my wife, life will never be the same. For those of you that have been to Tony Robbins, that's one of the mantras he teaches. But I knew that for me to continue this journey, I had to continue to put positive information into my mind because now I believed in myself. I could become a leader and I no longer had to compete with anyone nor care about what anybody else thinks of me. And this was a major change for me. I also learned that I don't need anybody's approval to be successful. Not that anybody cares about my shortcomings. All that I need to do is believe in myself and work on my own mindset and set a standard for myself and raise a standard every single time. As a result, I started doing daily affirmations. I would be driving. I'd remember back then I'd be driving in a 1992 Commodore, and I'd be doing daily affirmations every single day to work and back. I started putting and reading personal development content. I started analyzing my own personality. Thanks, Mark. Analyzing my own personality and found someone who could help me and help me overcome my false beliefs. After I did that, my relationship soared. I started to lose weight. I became successful at work and I took accountability for my results. I no longer blamed everybody else. Now I knew that the buck stops with me. Suddenly, I became a leader in my career. I had an amazing relationship. For those of you that know Gina and I, we've been married for 22 years now, and we are more in love today than we were 20 years ago when we first got married. We have three amazing boys. Two of them are teenagers now who look up to me. They hang off every word I say, and they see me as a role model, and they are my best friends. For those of you that have teenage children, you know how hard that could be to have that. And they show me so much love and respect. That's when I realized that the secret to finding success was for me to discover who I am and to find a coach and a guide and a mentor to help me overcome the BS excuses that we give ourselves every day. So my plan was very simple. All I had to do was find these leaders and who had similar stories to me and find out what they did and for me to model that. Because as we all know, success leaves clues. So I did that. I went out, I went to peak performance events, I found coaches, I found mentors, and I started hanging out with them. And I started asking them inquisitive questions to what they did to overcome their struggles in life. And I took note. Every time I'd learn something new, I would try and implement it, or I would implement it. After that, I stayed persistent. I had multiple coaches over the years. Some of them would charge thousands of dollars, but every single time I didn't look at how much money I'm spending, I actually looked at how much I can get out of it. This is a key difference between those that have an abundant mindset and those that have a scarcity mindset. A person with a scarcity mindset would look at a $30 book and think about the $30 they got to spend. A person with an abundant mindset would look at a $30 book and look for the $1 million idea in there. And that's where I had to change my mindset. Every time I spent money with a mentor or a coach or went to a seminar, it wasn't about how much money I was spending. It was about what am I going to be able to get out of that that's going to make me a lot more money or make my life a lot better, whether it's my relationship, whether it's my children, whatever it is, where's the value that I want to get that is higher than the money that I'm spending. But there was a problem. All that was good and great, but I still hit a wall. Now, some of you are going to say, what is that wall, Asim? The problem was, the better I became, the more false beliefs, the more limiting beliefs I would come across. The more I grew as a person, the more false I would find in myself, the more false I would find in my personality. I would grow on one side and sabotage myself on another. I would lose weight for a month, 2 to 6, and I'd put it back on. You've all heard this saying, I've lost 100 kilos. It's usually the same 10 kilos over and over and over again. And this is where people get stuck. And this is where I got stuck. One day, my wife and I would be madly in love, and then the next day I would do something or say something and just sabotage and cause a problem in our relationship, and we'll become distant for days, weeks, sometimes months, you know. And sometimes the worst time of our life, we probably were distant for over a year, almost a year. I would work on my personal belief in myself, and then I would go and do something that's totally against my values. And this was a vicious cycle. I would tell my kids I love them, I would spend a great day with them on the weekend. Monday afternoon would come and I'd yell at them for little things. I would lose my temper for no reason. I ended up getting so frustrated that I decided to create a feedback loop. Now, what is this feedback loop? I went and sought out people I love, people I trust, people who I knew had my best interest at heart. Some of them were coaches, some of them were family, some of them were friends. And I said to them, you have to hold me accountable. Every time I would sabotage myself. They would speak to me. They would say, "You'll see me doing X, Y, and Z." And I would be open with my coaches and my mentors about my behavior. This feedback loop allowed me to create the foundation of being able to be accountable for who I am and grow and continuously overcome these obstacles that I had in my life. And this has been the foundation that I'm now putting together for my coaching program for men. Now, this coaching program goes back to the first question, which is a lot of you have been asking me, what is How to Man? So this program is called How to Man. And the reason for that is I've recognized that for men to succeed in a society today where we are confused in what it means to be a man and so many negative role models out there, we need to work on ourselves. And I'm basing this on four secrets. The four secrets that I have found that have worked for me. Number one, which is the mind. Number two, health, the body, what we eat, our training. Number three, our bond. This is the relationships we have with ourselves, with our partners, with our children, with our family, with our friends. And number three is business or career, depending where you are. Number four, that is. So I thought if I could create something that would make it possible to help men who think they can't grow and contribute, men that are stuck in a rut, I can help these men and allow them to believe in themselves, I would be really content. After 16 years of personal development and growth, my failures and many failures along the way, losing business partners, hundreds of thousands of dollars in both loss in businesses and also money I spent in personal development over the years, you know, almost losing my marriage, losing my house, I created How to Man. And I created this from all the failures and the successes that I've been able to achieve. I can now show any man how to take his adversities and turn them into strengths and then change them and use those strengths to help other men, women, and children in their life. So I started to let other men use this How to Man concept that I have. The results have been I've helped many people achieve long life goals that they couldn't achieve. People who believe they were never worthy of relationships and now have fulfilling, loving relationships, long-term relationships. People who thought they could never get married are now married. People who thought they can never lose weight have lost weight. People who thought they could never be successful at work or be leaders at work, they've all been able to achieve this by looking at these four secrets that I've worked on. So for me to have fulfillment in my life, and for me to be able to reach the maximum needs for me as a person and as a human, I believe that for me, I have to give back. Contribution is the highest human need. For those of you that know about the human needs, the two highest human needs are growth and contribution. We all get to a point where we can no longer grow. I'm not saying I'm there, I'm always growing. However, to get complete fulfillment in our life, giving back and contributing back to society and to community is where we start getting complete fulfillment. And this is where I'm at the moment. And this is where I want to do. So I was able to go from an insecure man who was too scared to step out of his comfort zone, who was too scared to step up and be the provider and the protector that I'm meant to be, and I knew I can be, to a man who is now loved and respected by his family and is adored by his wife and his children. I'm also sought after by many of my friends and peers that come to me for advice to help them in both their social and professional life and allow them to have the successful life that they can have. So after creating To Man, I was not only able to be confident in myself and comfortable in my own skin, I'm also able to stop worrying about my future, doubting myself, and stop waking up angry and having depression daily, because I now can manage my state and control my emotions quickly and easily due to secrets that I've uncovered. And at the end of the day, this all means I'm confident in myself, I'm happy in who I am, and this is why I've created How to Man, and this is why I'm here to help other men be able to have a fulfilling, content life, and all of us be able to contribute back to society. Thank you very much, everyone. If you have any questions, feel free to email me or message me or inbox me.